Welcome, seekers, to Bob's Slack Time Funhouse. I'm your rapidly rotating prayer partner, the Reverend Susie the Floozy, and, you know, those who cannot remember the past are condemned to repeat it, and this show is a case in point. Oh, no. I remember my first bush bashing. Oh, yeah. It was in the idyllic pre-9/11 days of 2001. Oh, how I welcomed the governmental takeover, because I'd done the first 6 years of shows with nothing to work with but Bill Clinton, and that was like trying to beat up on a helplessly laughing drunk guy. Oh, but Bush and his cronies looked like mean drunks, the kind of enemy figure I could really work with. Little did I know that in 5 short years I'd be eyeballs deep in that 17-hour hurricane spectacular, but oh, naive me. Back then I thought his worst threat was his priggish religiosity. But fair warning, this show was put together back in the days when I was doing the show on tape. Oh, I fixed some of the clunky edits, but hey, those Christian albums were in rough shape. I mean, rougher than albums that were owned by drunks. So, try to enjoy, seekers.
Program you are about to hear, Bob's Slack Time Funhouse, is parody, satire, and comedy. Any reference to Bob, the Church of the Subgenius, religion, politics, or any other touchy subjects is intended only as humor and should cast no reflection on the high standards of WREK Atlanta, its staff, or that of Georgia Tech.
Boy, this is gonna be totally great! Hey, where is that stuff?
What you looking for?
Oh, Blues, you scared me.
Yeah, you and everyone else.
Oh, I'm missing all my leftover stuff from the last show.
I've got plenty more to stick it to that new administration of clowns again.
Oh, bad.
The Curious George thing.
Yeah.
Oh, that's brutally incisive.
I can't find it. I mean, the albums, my bits, the paper, even my notes, it's all gone.
Oh, Susie. Is this it over here in the oven?
No, that's just blobs of melted black vinyl.
No,
and
look. Is this it?
No, it's just blobs of black vinyl.
Look!
No, it's just...
Oh, look! Look at this!
What did you do that for the show? Oh, what are we going to do now?
Well, relax. Trust for success. We're still doing a show, but a different one because your approach sucked.
What's wrong with my approach?
Nothing if it's immediately followed by your departure.
Huh?
Never mind.
Huh?
Look at it this way. We've had 8 years of easy riding with the last bunch of morons in office, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the playing field has drastically shifted. The Republicans at the reins, the American juggernaut's back on an Armageddon agenda.
You mean Armageddon?
Whatever. What I'm trying to say is, the soft approach just won't cut it against our new enemy. These guys drink soup out of Geronimo's skull, for Christ's sakes.
Well, Martha Stewart's getting pretty radical.
Ow! Susie, look! Make eye contact, at least.
I can't. My nose is in the way.
How can I put it in words that you would understand? Your memory, I'm surprised you could retain water.
Well, I can do that like a sumbitch.
Well, Waterhead, let me explain what's coming up in 3 little words.
Okay.
Ed, Win, Meese.
That's 4.
Whatever! That name doesn't ring your bell, Pavlov?
No.
Have you forgotten the Reagan era? The 80s?
The 1980s?
Yes, the 1980s. The decade of repression. Yeah. The decade of political intolerance. The decade of pastel pink American totalitarianism. The decade they took our pornography away.
Yes! Yes, finally something that you can relate to. Oh, my God.
Oh, no. Dear God. We're all going to get our heads pushed down on him until we suffocate. And there's no escaping it thanks to Ralph Nader turning a two-party race into a game of rock, scissors, and paper. All of which the winners are going to be using on us. Oh, yeah, the stakes are higher now, and so are our chances of burning it warm. Every sub-genius out there. Because we're caught in the middle of a case of church and state. Of siege!
Oh, no!
Church and charity, synagogue and mosque, lend our communities their humanity, and they will have an honored place in our plans and in our laws.
We're going on a witch hunt! We're gonna flame and burn! Stand up for example, so the rest will learn! We'll cast out those who live in sin! This is a bad, bad world! We need discipline!
And this is my solemn pledge.
I thought he was going to die laughing.
He began with his son. He was thinking of you. Will I surrender my life to this most exciting personality of all the ages? But when? When will I do it? While you're living in the old world, the time will never seem right. You see, the devil has planned it that way. He runs the old world that you're living in right now. A mission preacher was asked, "Will God put a new suit on that old man?" No, the preacher replied, "But God will put a new man in that old suit." Will God put you in a new world? No. No, but God will put a new world in you.
That'd be enough to scare me right off the couch, Bob. I'd jump right up and get on it.
If we could just change our world, if we could just make it a house worth living in, if we could somehow take our old world and change it into a new world, now wouldn't that be something? We've looked for a man to rearrange it all, but these men seem only to add their own personal anguish.
We want to seriously diminish the threat posed by Iraq's weapons.
Filthy swine!
Let him be betrayed by his dearest friends. Then let him be indicted on false charges, tried before a prejudiced jury, and convicted by a cowardly judge. Let him see what it's like to be terribly alone and completely abandoned by every living thing. Let him be tortured and let him die. Let him die the most humiliating death possible with common themes.
A land of laws with an ingenious system of checks and balances that allows no man to become a tyrant and lets no group prevail if their power is not tempered with a real concern for the governed. A land where the right of dissent and free speech is jealously guarded, where the ballot box is the sword and the people its wielder.
I demand a recount. You
predict the outcome in advance. And it doesn't take an IBM computer to do it.
Hey, come here. How do you do that?
Oh, I just pull.
Boss, this is the guy that's doing it.
Tell him we'll make him the Big Scuzz.
But ain't you the Big Scuzz?
Just do it.
Hey, you want to be somebody?
I am somebody.
Yeah, I mean like Big Cheese of the Scuzzies.
The Scuzzies?
Yeah, I'll mark you down as head cheese.
I'll buy it.
You know you buy Bush at popular prices. You can't miss with Bush. Now lift a bottle to your lips and you'll see what I've been talking about.
This way, Mr. President.
Guest is the President of the United States.
The United States and Saudi Arabia.
Mr. President, we are honored for this opportunity to visit with you in the midst of your normally busy day in the White House.
I appreciate that a lot.
First, may we extend our congratulations on your thundering election victory to the presidency.
Do what?
We'll go right on with the questioning now to Mr. Swayze.
A better question is the question of Shakespeare. Shall I take into my mouth something that will destroy my brain?
I've got a good place to start.
And everybody's doing it tonight. And let's not have that old Victorian talk and the old high-top shoes, magnolia, and old lace outlook on the middle of the 20th century.
Face the flag of stars and bars, of red and white and blue.
Face the flag, son. Read what's written there. The history, the progress, the heritage we share. Our flag reflects the past, son, but stands for so much more. And in this age of Aquarius, it still flies in the fore. It leads the forward movement shared by all mankind to learn, to love, to live with peace of mind. To learn the mysteries of space as well as those of Earth. To love each man for what he is, regardless of his birth. To live without the fear of reprisal for belief. To ease the tensions of a world that cries out for relief.
Face the flag of stars and bars, of red and white and blue. like me and you.
Face the flag, son. Take a good long look. What you're seeing now can't be found in a history book. It's the present. The future, son, is being written now. And you're the one to write it. The flag can show you how. Do you know what it stands for? What its makers meant? To think, to speak, the privilege of dissent. To think our leaders might be wrong, to stand and tell them so. These are the things that other men under other flags will never know. But responsibility, that's the cross that free men must bear. If you don't accept that, freedom isn't there.
Raise the flag of stars and bars, of red and white and blue. A flag that guarantees the right for men like me and you.
Face the flag, son, and face reality. Our strength and our freedoms are based in unity. The flag is but a symbol, son, of the world's greatest nation. As long as it keeps flying, there's cause for celebration. So do what you gotta do, but always keep in mind, a lot of people believe in peace, but there are the other kind. We want to keep these freedoms. We may have to fight again, God forbid. But if we do, let's always fight to win. The fate of a loser is futile. It's bare. No love, no peace. Just misery and despair. Face the flag, son, and thank God it's still there.
Oh, that is so gay.
I'll catch up with you. I don't know when, but I'll catch up. Every time you turn around, expect to see me. There's one time you'll turn around and I'll be there. I kid you, Matt.
Thank God America has a strong foundation. She has a spiritual foundation. Its roots reach deep in the heart of Almighty God. When you study our early history, we realize America's one nation under God, born on her knees. He is the man who always kneels when Congress prays. You'll know George because he will be on his knees. Is the most sublime picture of all American history. On his knees, George personifies the reason for America's strength and survival across 200 years of turmoil and challenge. Trusting not in staff, our might, or our wisdom, but in the mercy, guidance, and help of Almighty God.
I know this was in our reach because we are guided by a power larger than ourselves.
God, give us a president today that still knows how to get on his knees and seek the leadership of Almighty God.
You better listen to him. Anti-Semite, the Bush's prophecy. Anti-Semite, when Jesus spoke, he taught him. Anti-Semite, you better listen to him.
Shall stone them with stones, their blood shall be upon them.
The Bible says, blessed are ye when men shall revile and persecute you. But on the morning when God steps out with Jesus on his right hand and says, depart from me, ye wicked sinner, I knew you not. The days of your bun making are going to be over, because you're going to be hanging suspended over the pit of hell by one thin strand of God's grace. And the only thing that's saving you is the grace of God. Like a spider hanging from a web, sinner. Like a spider hanging from a web, you going straight to hell because you a sinner. You right there, brother, you a spider. Now listen to me. You're a spider. You're a spider. A long-legged legged, eight legged, cross eyed spider. Well, the Lord done told me he's mad at you, sick of your sinful way. He's just about ready to wipe you out. Now he's just counting the days. Come on, come on up here. Let me hear it for Jesus. Let me hear the testimony for Jesus.
I'm a spider, a dying spider, a dying spider. Oh, I'm a spider.
They shall stone them with stones, their blood shall be upon them. God said in that day, if you find someone with a witch, someone that's a familiar spirit, you stone them.
Something smelled good. Suddenly George felt very hungry. The kitchen door stood open and George walked in. On the table with pot.
Howdy.
Of course, George was curious. He had to find out what was in it.
Murdered! Send it to hell!
You don't get a voice like this by not inhaling.
After a good meal and a good pipe, George felt very tired. He crawled into bed and fell asleep at once.
He's just one little stoogie out of many, and they rise and fall. But your faith as a child of God shouldn't rise and fall. For he speaks best who speaks last, and God shall have the last word. Listen to the text.
Higher than I could ever imagine.
It's your mother, boss.
Boss?
Oh, my mother, good.
Oh, my son, the crime lord.
That's me, mother.
Me. Mother. Oh, you're no longer the sneaky little rat you once were.
I'm somebody now, Mother.
Now? Mother. Now you're Mr. Big, sneaky little rat.
I can never make you happy, can I, Mother?
Can I? Mother. Never.
Take my mother out and have her shot.
Have? Her shot. You try it and it'll be the last time you'll have me shot.
Just a joke, Mother.
Joke. Mother.
Get that.
Get him.
I'll get him. Yeah, what? I'll see. The head of the Concerto Grosso, Mr. Concertina, wants a meeting with you. Hear that, Mother? The biggest crime lord in the solar system wants to meet with me.
With me? Did you take a bath?
Your son is somebody important.
Somebody. Did you wash behind your ears?
Yes, listen to me.
To
me.
Let me see.
Mother.
Mother.
Don't be so fidgety.
Oh, please.
Was an insult to God and to that person, because life was never intended to be a polished, finished product for anybody except those who polish their own stuff. It's raw material, and it's you to take it from where you get it and carry it somewhere. Sure, there are low souls that grope on the low road and high ones that climb the high, but the second group are those in between on misty flats who just drift to and fro. You know what I mean? Oh, they're not evil enough to kill anybody or themselves. They're not good enough to go on and make something of it. They're the dead weights and the parasites and the drags on educational budgets and religious budgets and domestic budgets. And they're the welfare gimme-gimme boys, the like of which America's becoming a multi-million populated republic, unfortunately.
I got the gimme God blues. I got the gimme God blues. 'Cause God won't give me what I want him to give me. I got the gimme God blues. I wander the great casino singing the gimme God blues. 'Cause I always win more than I put in. But whatever I win, I lose.
God's at the roulette table, guiding the bouncing ball. Put your wad on the great good God. If you're good, you'll win it all.
Wanna be healthy, wanna be wise, wanna have all that money buys. The best of schools, the smartest clothes, the kind of breeding the thoroughbred knows. Wanna have talent, wanna have fame, and marry a man with a very big name. Wanna take everything worth being took, wanna shake down heaven till the heavens shook.
Bingo! bongo, the wheel is spun. The house pays off at 11 to 1.
Lucky little lady, she just can't lose. Why has she got the guinea eye blues?
'Cause when I get what I wanna get, I want what I haven't gotten yet. And when that's gotten, you can bet what I got wasn't what I thought I'd get. I got the gimme God blues. I got the gimme God blues. 'Cause God won't give me what I want him to give me. I got the gimme God blues.
Religion, somehow or another, at best, is one for the bird.
I'm like a pink duck. Most folks, all they've ever seen is white ducks. Or, you know, regular kind of looking ducks, but they've never seen a pink duck. They don't know what to do with me. I'm a pink duck.
Sometimes I think myself, like that old teeny duck, is puttering around in the barnyard mud. These are the indifferent, good-for-nothing parasites in the church, in chapel, in home, in the streets. I resent it because I have to pay the taxes for them. I have to help finance the policemen that arrest some of them.
Yeah, I sure can.
I have to help feed their children because they were too drunk, some of them, to earn a dime.
As soon as George was alone, he looked around. I wonder, what is in that big blue box, he thought.
Drugs?
George was very curious. It smelled funny.
Let's do this.
Suddenly, his head began to turn. Then he felt as if he were flying.
Oh, man, oh.
Then rings and stars danced before his eyes. Then everything went dark.
Spend all your time trying not to get caught. Ain't no joke. Gangsters tell you one new way. What are you, a messing link? Why the world?
find and encourage the younger group to try to prevent another generation of the apostle.
Yes, yes, God forgive me.
A narrow-minded nincompoop. They do not mean the same thing that Nietzsche did. Many people feel that the so-called God is dead theologians must not mean exactly what they seem to be saying. While others feel that this is just a clever way to state their atheism and that they never really believed in God in the first place. The biggest question for several months after the view was publicized was trying to determine what these men really meant. One article lists six different things they might mean. Another article has a different list of six. James Pike, who was then the Episcopal Bishop of California, and a man whose own views have often been criticized, when asked to comment on these views, said, "There must be something they're saying that is important, but I don't know what it is."
So what? When did a sectarian change of town or church affiliation make a wrong thing right?
I don't think we need to be subliminal about drugs.
I know what I said, Episcopalian. It's no more right for them to do it than it is for me or anybody else. But there is a trick of the wealthier people who have 10 pounds obligation to stick and give and teach and be a part of the lifting of the load, but there's an exodus out of the Baptist church of the very ones who ought to stay. And so many times, it's because they're Sunday saints and Saturday sinners and won't have the cake and eat it to heaven later, but let us live like hell on earth or do what we want to, and the old Baptist church can't keep us from sinning. No, we can't, brother, but we can sure take some of the pleasure out of it. Thank God.
Thank God!
I can't do it alone.
Your president.
There is, he says, a deliberate obscurity in his thinking, which may either conceal a fundamental unclarity in his own mind or serve as an effort to provide his position with an air of mystique. It would seem that grown men, with as much education as these men have, could state their case clearly enough that other educated men could understand it without so much struggle and speculation.
They shall stone them with stones, their blood shall be upon them. What did those people do when they got saved? They had the books, brought their books together, and burned them before all men. They counted the price of them and found it 50,000 pieces of silver. When they came to Jesus Christ, burned all their books, all their lucky charms, all their good luck pieces, all those things they had around the house.
Oh, all right.
Burn it! Send it to hell!
Well, this is prophesied, folks, in the Word of God that we'll be worshiping Satan. Revelation 13, verse 4. During the tribulation period, after the church is raptured out of here, the Bible says, and they'll worship the dragon which gave power unto the beast. That's the Antichrist. And free you from the power and penalty of sin if you'll turn to him tonight.
Confess!
Okay. I don't think the things I do are really all that bad. In fact, at the time I'm doing them, they always make me glad. Sin. But that just makes it much more fun. I go back and do it again.
What came first, sin or fun? They sure do seem the same. Maybe someone called it fun and somebody changed the name. And ever since then we've been confused.
Attitude for these men be. No one wishes to muzzle these men to keep them from saying anything they wish. We do not agree with their viewpoint, but they have a right to say it. It's regrettable that such utterances take on an aura of romance and excitement, but our age delights in the daring and the new. The church is said to be irrelevant. Modern man either will not or cannot understand all this talk about the supernatural. If the church is to survive, it will have to accommodate itself to modern secular society, we're told. Now, all of this may sound very challenging in our go-go society, but it assumes that the direction of modern thought is on the right path.
Lucky little lady, she just can't lose. Why has she got the gimme out of blues?
'Cause when I get what I wanna get, I want what I haven't gotten yet. And when that's gotten, you can bet what I got wasn't what I thought I'd get. I got the gimme God blues. I got the gimme God blues. 'Cause God won't
21 table, shuffling the dealer's pack. Bet your lot on the house jackpot, and you'll surely get it back.
Wanna have beauty, wanna have it, that makes men champ and stamp the bit, like Helen of Troy and Cleopatra. The kind of glamour that knocks them flat. A wannabe goddess, wannabe queen, saint, siren, and in between. Wannabe mother, wannabe wife, wanna shake the life out of this one life.
Ace and a 10 and a straight blackjack. The house has to double her money back. Lucky little lady, she just can't lose. Why has she got the gimme God blues?
Lord, I've been needing to tell you for a long time. I do love you. I think I know what amazing grace is. It's amazing what's happened to me. It's amazing I'm with these wonderful people. It's amazing the home you've given us. It's amazing you saved me. It's amazing this love I feel. Amazing grace. I do love you.
Nikki, I was noticing in the parking lot your bumper sticker.
Oh, my God.
I didn't know you were a Democrat.
I certainly don't have enough money to be a Republican.
Well, what's that supposed to mean? Well, look at your Kennedys and your Johnsons. They're not exactly on welfare.
Now look, Carmen. Everyone knows the Republicans are completely controlled by big business. They even have to call Wall Street before they know what to eat for lunch.
Now look, Vicki. I took you for an intelligent person. I just can't believe you fall for all that liberal propaganda.
I just figured it was about time that the whole country wasn't run for the benefit of a few fat cat businessmen.
Well, I don't think the answer is to put everybody on welfare. That's certainly unscriptural.
Taking care of the poor and scriptural? Oh, boy, Carmen, I don't see how anyone can be so unconcerned for others and still call themselves a Christian.
Oh, really, Vicki? Look, everybody knows that the Democratic Party is just a threat for the communists anyway.
The communists?
Well, practically. Well, if that's the sort of thing you want to support, maybe you'd better find someone else to sing that duet with you next Sunday. I wouldn't want to sing with any weeping heart liberal.
Just fine with me, Carmen. I never did like either palaces anyway.
You call a man your brother. In Christ you say you're one. You sing about salvation and life that's just begun. But talk of love and brotherhood never really seems to change. The fear and separation, people, ain't it strange? No, ain't it strange?
Most of us recognize that whether or not we are willing or capable of recognizing reality about us does not actually affect that reality. But this is thinking objectively, isn't it? And the latest fashion in philosophy decrees that objective thinking is passé. Like the fable of the king who had no clothes, some would-be intellectuals are praising the brilliant insights and daring pronouncements of these men. A person's unhappy experiences may warp his thoughts so that he can't see anything good. But he shouldn't try to put the same yoke on everyone else. If his experiences are such that they have given him a dismal outlook, he shouldn't think of this as a new revelation to save the world.
Lord, the sinner will get saved. God, we realize if America survives, we must be revived. No, God, I know you'd like to bless America again. Lord, you know the trouble she's in. Wash her pretty face today. Dry her eyes and then, oh, God, bless America again. Oh, Lord, I know that if we repent and pray and seek your face, you promised you would. So may we do it today. Oh, God, I pray this morning that you'll give every one of us a desire to repent, get back in fellowship with you, and stand in these closing days and our 200th birthday for God and country. Lord, I pray for the politicians who have led us down a blind alley. Now they run across the country, they're telling us how to solve our problems when they are the problem. And I pray for our religious leaders today, these liberals and left-wingers, universal crowd that would like to destroy the church and deny the deity of Jesus and the blood, God, to bring conviction to them. And help us who believe in this verbal and inspired word of God to preach hell. Man's going there, and he must repent and be saved, and judgment's on us, and we must repent to get judgment.
I'm declaring a day of repentance. I'm petitioning the American people, I'm petitioning Congress, and I'm petitioning you to turn again unto the God we claim we serve. With just one phone call, you can be a vital link in making this a day when our nation turned away from the destructive and divisive sins of our generation and turned back to God.
They determined by the help of God to establish a Christian community where every citizen of the new Commonwealth would be free to worship God and obey the Holy Spirit without being molested.
God never intended for you to look at a girl like she was just a conquest to make, like she was just a piece of cheap goods. He never intended for you to look at a girl with one thought in your mind to get your hands upon her. He never intended for that. But God said for you to look at the girls like they are your sisters. This is what the Word of Almighty God says. And this necking and petting and smooching and promiscuity that makes the rounds in this accepted society today is playing with disaster and flirting with death.
Listen to this. The death penalty to those who blaspheme against the Trinity. That historic political document also provided that no person professing to believe in Jesus Christ shall from henceforth be troubled or molested for or in respect to his or her religion.
In the town where the people put you down, they won't let you away. They're gonna get you someday. They're gonna get you someday.
Here I come.
Help.
What is this I clutch?
Help! Help!
A little rodent?
Rodent!
We find... What was that?
What? What is this?
It's working. We're locked on.
Come the Christian Inquisition!
We got your number.
We know who you are.
You shall.
You healers.
You psychics.
You witches.
You new age dupes of the devil. You'll all quake
when you feel
the fist of the Almighty come the Christian Inquisition. You astrologers,
clairvoyants,
channelers,
crystal gazers.
You new agers. You know who you are.
We know who you are.
Our computers know exactly
where you are.
Better say your prayers.
Come the Christian Inquisition.
Your devil's work.
We have our ways.
We know how to stretch and dunk and burn and draw and quarter and flail you alive. You get the point.
You will.
Come the Christian Inquisition. You shamans,
you psychics,
you healers,
you witches.
Fun days are over.
Your days are numbered.
The church returns. Repent, repent. It's not too late. Or is it? Come the Christian Inquisition.
You tarot readers.
You healers.
You pyramid sitters. You astrologers.
You clairvoyants.
You channelers.
You
new age dupes of the devil.
We'll crush your cults.
There is but one way, and that way will be clear. Oh, so clear. Come the Christian Inquisition.
We
We've stacked the courts.
We've stacked the Congress.
We have money.
We have power. We have fear.
There is nothing to stop us now. Bring on the instruments of persuasion. Open wide the doors. It's time once more to welcome the Christian Inquisition.
I said, what do I have to do? He told me to kneel down. And I kneeled down in the puddle of his own blood right at the cross. And I looked up and I said, oh dear Jesus, please save me. Come into my heart. I love you so very much. He looked down at me. He said,
oh Jesus, when are you going to cut me some slack, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to turn this kid into a decent, God-fearing Christian if I have to break every bone in his body.
Not really. Wouldn't this be a good time for you to let it happen? You know, it's never the right time for Jesus. The devil, he's planned it that way. But God is moving inside you right now. Wouldn't this be a good time to pray? Don't grieve for the time that you've wasted. We can't do a thing about any of it. It's sin that cheats you day after day after day. But the good news is this. You don't have to leave like you came here. Wouldn't this be a good time for you to pray?
God created you for His pleasure.
Whoa!
Have you pleasured Him lately? Think about it. It is at the end of the millennium when many will go into the lake of fire and be blotted out. That is the cleansing, is to get rid of those that would cause problems in our Father's perfect world. And then as we go into the eternity in a new freshness, revitalization.
At the end of time, billions of people were scattered on a great plain before God's throne. Some near the front talked heatedly, not with cringing shame, but with belligerence. How can God judge us? How can He know about suffering? Snapped a joking brunette. She jerked back a sleeve to reveal a tattooed number from a Nazi concentration camp. We endured terror, beatings, torture, and death. And another group, a black man lowered his collar. What about this, he demanded, showing an ugly rope burn. Lynched for no crime but being black. We've suffocated in slave ships, been torn from loved ones, and worked until only death gave release. Far out across the plain were hundreds of such groups. Each had a complaint against God for the evil and suffering He had allowed in His world. How lucky God was to live in heaven, where all was sweetness and light, where there was no weeping, no fear, no hunger or hatred. What did God know about what man had been forced to endure in this world? After all, God leads a pretty sheltered life, they said. So each group sent out a leader, chosen because he had suffered the most. There was a Jew, a black, an outcast leper from India, an illegitimate, a person from Hiroshima, and one from a Siberian slave camp. In the center of the plain, they consulted with each other. At last, they were ready to present their case.
Wake up! Listen to me!
Wake up!
Won't you listen to me? Won't you listen to me?
Wake up!
Won't you listen to me?
Wake up!
Won't you listen to me? Won't you listen to me? Won't you listen to me?
The brother's watching. We watch him back. Right through his disguise. He tries to scare us with angry words, but we all know that the lies. The world is waiting. Just see the fear in their eyes. Watching, observing every move. Is it my getting or the end? Do just like the chess game, but so intense that I just don't understand. Anticipation, it's much too big to pretend.
All this marching up and down and cheering and waving flags is simply sex gone sour. If you're happy inside yourself, why should you get excited about Big Brother and the 3-year plans and the 2 minutes hate and all the rest of their bloody rot? That was very true, he thought. There was a direct, intimate connection between chastity and political orthodoxy.
Together, cavity.
Desire beneath the glimmer of a dying sun. It would be so in death's second domain, no longer asleep, lonely at the moment of our greatest compassion. Arms that would embrace race and supplication to toppled altars. Where have the eyes gone? One finds no eyes here in this empire of dying suns, in this vacant kingdom. The scattered realm of all fallen empires in this final assembly. We stumble together and are silent, collected on the shores of the river of disturbance, the barren men.
And for one moment the eyes reappear as the eternal sun will be broken stone.
In this land of this shadow, the dying wish of an empty man, the hollow man.
This is why many devout Christians begin to have an uneasy feeling about their faith. Sometimes even an apologetic feeling.
It's been hard for me to admit that I ever needed anybody. But now, Lord, I know more than anyone I need you. You didn't just bend me. You broke me.
God's at the bank crap table, paying a 4-to-1 price. Winner take all if you hit the wall with a lucky little paradise.
Wanna be happy, wanna be free of all the things that's bothering me. Wanna know why I'm here, what's more, I wanna know what I'm living for. Wanna know why the more I thrive, the less I seem to be alive. Want one reason why I should be. Wanna find out the meaning of me.
Rattle, cast, roll, the dice are tossed. They come up craps, the little lady's lost.
Dirty little dice, staring up at you. One and a one make a dirty little two.
Snake eyes, laughing at me. Like that old devil snake curled round that tree.
Say, eat, 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 and open up your eyes and walk like God around paradise.
Making me into God, making God into me.
And selling your soul to God's enemy.
I got the gimme God blues. I got the gimme God blues. 'Cause God can't gimme what I want him to gimme, when it's plain to see that there is no God in me. And I'm only asking gimme of the great Almighty me.
Maybe when she loses, the little lady wins. Maybe when she's bankrupt, then Almighty God begins. When she's down and out and busted, and there's nothing more to bet, he will take her troubles over, for he canceled out her debt.
I got the gimme God blues. I got the gimme God blues. Oh, gimme, gimme, gimme all I really need within me.
Ask you to leave chasing demons. I don't ask you to leave chasing the devil, seeing him everywhere. Stand against these principalities, these powers, rulers of darkness in this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places.
People won't know where you've been.
They won't know you. You look so clean.
A walk on by, don't you dare stop. A place in the town where the people put you down. They won't let you away. They're gonna get you someday. They're gonna get you someday.
This is my solemn pledge.
He's discovered you. Why don't you right now just open up and let him in? I mean right now. And welcome to your new world.
It's different, so different.
When you fool around with any kind of God, you're asking for it, right?
Oh, and for more information on how to Teflon coat yourself against the political hell all around us, oh, it might be a good idea to drop a line to Bob at the Church of the Subgenius at P.O. Box 181. 417 Cleveland Heights, Ohio 44118. And until next time, good night, seekers.